Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's talk a little bit with Marcella Gavira. She is a director of the Frontline documentary, The Gang Crackdown. This premieres tomorrow night at 10 o'clock on Channel 11 PBS. As much as we hear about gang violence, it's one of the president's pet topics. I want to get a handle on it, particularly this MS-13 story. And for that reason, Marcella, thank you for joining us, and I'm glad that you are tackling this topic. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for having me.
Why this topic? I mean, it's timely for us now, but what got you involved in researching it when you started doing your work on this piece?
Well, when President Trump got elected, I was assigned to cover immigration for Frontline, and it took me a while to figure out how to tackle that specific story, as it was changing so quickly and we weren't quite sure what was going to happen. But ultimately, I settled on a story in Long Island because there had been a slew of gruesome killings, 25 kids that had been killed, and I wanted to understand what was happening, whether it was a law enforcement issue, an immigration one. And what I discovered ultimately is that there was a perfect storm in Long Island. All these killings, 9,000 unaccompanied minors, which are kids that arrive to rejoin their parents that are working in the U.S., a gang that was already active called MS-13 in Long Island, and a new president that wanted to find an excuse to round up even more immigrants and deport them from the country. So that's what I ended up doing.
Well, who is MS-13 and how widespread are they?
Well, MS-13 is a gang that originally began in Los Angeles in the mid-1990s. People, law enforcement officials believe that there's around 10,000 active members. It might be much less, maybe 7,000. In Long Island, there's about 200 active MS-13 members. But over the course of this summer, around 400 immigrants, a lot of them teenagers, were rounded up. So if you look at the amount of people that were rounded up compared to what the FBI says actually exists on Long Island, it's almost double that.
So you're interested in the people that are being rounded up, these newly arrived minors who are unaccompanied. Why? Because they thought that they were going to join the gang or were in the gang? Who is rounding them up?
Well, the Trump administration's theory is that all these kids that were fleeing violence, I guess listeners might remember that in 2014 there was a whole backup at the border with thousands of kids that were trying to get to the U.S. They were actually fleeing the gangs of Central America, hoping to find safe haven in the U.S. And then, unfortunately, they arrive in some towns where the gangs that they were actually fleeing already existed. And because they're young kids, they're impressionable, their parents are working crazy long hours, they're very susceptible to recruitment, and that's a big concern.
Well, maybe that's a reason, however unfortunate for them, to somehow moderate their entry into the United States if we're worried that that's fertile recruiting grounds for these gangs. But I'm interested in MS-13 for just a second. If you say 10,000 of them may be nationwide, maybe 7,000, how well does that compare, do you know, to other gangs across the country? We certainly have a violence and gang problem in Chicago. I don't hear that much about MS-13 here. That was a focal point of the President's State of the Union address. So I'm looking for some context here.
Correct. Well, MS-13 is Not the largest gang by any stretch in the U.S. There's, of course, the Bloods and the Crips and many others that are a lot more prevalent. The difference between MS-13 and other gangs is that they are just so much more violent. One of their hallmark sort of ways of attacking is on the 13th of every month, they like to go out looking for rival gang members, and often they just use something as rudimentary as a machete to attack. So you can imagine bumping into some gang members in Long Island, as two girls did in September 13th of 2016, and they were just chopped to death. So this is serious stuff. And, you know, obviously law enforcement has taken it quite seriously.
Obviously, tomorrow's the 13th. I guess no coincidence that that's when it's running on PBS. But then what's the administration supposed to do about this? What should law enforcement do about this?
Well, I spoke to a lot of activists and advocates in Long Island, and their strong belief is that law enforcement is not the only tool that should be used. If you have a hammer, everything becomes a nail. And they say that we should be investing in after-school programs, in the kind of advocacy programs that would help kids that arrive that don't have a support system, instead of going after them with law enforcement tools. What we have noticed is, for instance, after law enforcement went after MS-13 quite vigorously, the group actually came back with a series of attacks. So sometimes it's just poking them into committing more crimes and more violence.
I didn't know the 13th was on anybody's calendar. That's tomorrow, and that's when this piece runs at 10 o'clock on PBS Channel 11 here. The director of that Frontline documentary, The Gang Crackdown, is Marcela Gaviria. Marcela, well done. I enjoyed watching it this afternoon. You guys do a terrific job over there, and hopefully we'll figure this out, and we'll visit again. I appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having, and everyone tune in. It's really important stuff.